What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV channel 162 and GoTV channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.
Definitely winning this draft game. You're talking too soon, bro.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Good friends, great moments, extra quality connections. Eagle Extra brings more than quality taste and ingredients. It brings the game. Now with two crown colors, green and gold, so you can make your draft night extra.
The loser buys the next round.
Well, I guess then you'll be buying the next round.
Eagle Extra. Now that's how you live extra. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
We play nothing but power hit.
Lusaka.
Power.
Power.
91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A government's new tax will choke private sector, Temple warns. VOZ rolls out Heritage Series 100 Kwacha and 50 Kwacha notes. In international news, more than 600 dead and hundreds others injured after magnitude 6.0 quake hits eastern Afghanistan. And in sports, Morocco set to be first African qualifiers for 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Patriots for Economic Progress President and Tonsi Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has opposed government's plan to introduce a new tax, warning it will hurt businesses and slow down economic growth. The minimum alternative tax under the Income Tax Amendment Bill No. 9 of 2025 proposes a 1% levy on companies earning more than 5 million kwacha a year. Mr. Tembo argues the measure is unnecessary, saying businesses are already struggling with delayed government payments, high interest rates, and heavy borrowing. He noted that arrears to suppliers have surged from 18 billion kwacha in 2021 to 95 billion this year. He also blamed corruption and waste for poor tax compliance and urged government to create a friendlier business environment instead of adding more taxes. The bill is before Parliament for debate. The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has begun circulating new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously withdrawing the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha notes from circulation. The move comes in line with Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025, issued by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbekom Sokotwane, as part of efforts to modernize the country's currency and enhance security features on banknotes. Assistant Director Communications Besnat Mwanza added that with the introduction of these notes, the BOZ has now completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series across all denominations. Ms. Mwanza has since urged the public to engage old notes at commercial banks and thanked citizens for their continued support in the smooth implementation of the currency project. The Heritage Series notes are designed to reflect Zambia's cultural heritage and feature advanced security features to combat counterfeiting. Here is Besnat Mwanza.
We are pleased to inform you that effective today, September 1, 2025, the bank has commenced the issuance of the new 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha banknotes under the Heritage Series, while simultaneously beginning the withdrawal of the old 100 kwacha and 50 kwacha denominations from circulation. The withdrawal of these old notes is being carried out in accordance with the provisions of the Statutory Instrument No. 9 of 2025, issued by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane. With this milestone, we have now completed the full rollout of the Heritage Series banknotes into circulation.
In another development, Bartola Investment Holdings Chief Executive Officer Happy Mbulo has hailed the just-ended Commercial and Industrial Energy Shortage Summit Energy Storage Summit as a timely response to Zambia's growing demand for reliable, affordable and resilient energy. Mr. Mbulo said the conference was designed to unlock new ideas, partnerships and investments for Zambia's energy ecosystem while providing practical solutions to ensure competitiveness in the commercial and industrial sectors. During the summit, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote unveiled Zambia's ambitious plan to mobilize 11.6 billion United States dollars in investments by 2030 to expand electricity generation and meet surging national demand. In remarks delivered on his behalf by Director of Energy, Mr. Mafayo Zira, the minister projected that electricity demand will grow by 121% in the next 5 years. Mr. Chikote further emphasized that renewable energy will play a central role in this transformation, with its share in the national energy mix expected to grow from 3% to 33% over the same period. Central Province Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe has disclosed that over 103,000 people have benefited from the social cash transfer program in the province. Speaking during a stakeholders meeting held to discuss how the social cash transfer program can be improved further, Dr. Mwanakampwe said that before the United Party for National Development Administration came into office, only 46,000 people were beneficiaries of the program. He has urged members of the public to appreciate and not politicize the program. The Provincial Permanent Secretary has further directed government officials who are implementing the program to be effective.
This province, before President Hakainde Hichilema was voted into power in 2021, had less than 50,000 beneficiaries. To show that we are walking the talk, that this president is walking the talk, today, as we speak, the province has a total number of 103,000 from about 46,000. We should never again allow ourselves to politic over things that are straightforward. Those figures do not lie. You may wish to know that the social cash transfer offers a sustainable lifeline that enables households to meet basic needs such as food, health care, education and shelter.
In international news, more than 600 people have been killed and hundreds more injured after an earthquake struck eastern Afghanistan late on Sunday. Numerous villages have also been destroyed, the Taliban government said on Monday. The magnitude 6.0 quake was centered 27 kilometers from the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province and hit a series of towns.